Welcome back to another episode of Brain Lemonade, or Doom Lemonade, or Brain Patrol.
I like Brain Patrol.
Brain Patrol. We're doing that today because we watched all of Doom Patrol. You know, it's a great show.
It was great.
It was too good to be true. It was too funny. It was too much fun.
It was dark.
It was dark and humorous. I believe they pointed out in the last season, they averaged 37 fucks in 1 hour.
Mostly credited to Brendan Fraser's Robot Man, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a ride. It's a genuine ride of extreme pleasures. There's just so many words you can use to really describe how fun, this show was. It's labeled as an action adventure comedy on IMDb, and overall the show got a 7.7 out of 10. I would almost give this 100 or 10 out of 10 easily. Right.
Didn't, when you were looking up like individual episode scores, it was like 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, like almost every single one.
Oh yeah. Not every single one, but yes. Almost. Yes. And it was just a joy. The only thing that didn't I mean, obviously, if you know some DC, it's a DC comic. If you know DC lore, they do bring up the Justice League a lot, but that's completely fine because of the way they talk about it, how like go join those idiots kind of thing.
Right.
And you're just like, ha, that's fun. Right. but it doesn't rely too heavy on that. Like, you literally don't need DC lore to watch this at all.
I think that's why I liked it so much, because I didn't need to know different timelines and all these like other heroes and villains that, you know, come into the Justice League and other DC stuff.
And I mean, except one, Cyborg is in this show. A regular in this show, and we know he's a Justice League member, but that's really the only tie they have to it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a good thing. IMDb thing says the adventures of an idealistic mad scientist and his field team of superpowered outcasts. The creator is Jeremy Carver. I believe season one came out in 2019. It ran for 4 solid seasons, 46 episodes, ended in 2023.
I was going to say, I feel like a reason we might have liked Doom Patrol so much is that Jeremy Carver was a producer on Supernatural for like 150 episodes.
Yeah, I know. Carver is the name of the guy who writes the books.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was like, huh, that's cool.
Well, so cool thing about the cast is I'm going to be reading 2 people that play 2 of the members. So 4 people, 2 playing 2 of the members, because 2 of them are voices and 2 of them are body doubled.
Right.
So the actor who body doubled has credit as well.
Which is awesome that they did that.
Obviously so, because like you could tell that, I mean, Brendan Fraser wasn't in a Robot Man suit the entire time, obviously. But there were a lot of episodes where he came out.
He could be human.
Yeah. So that's why I was just like, the balance of it is fine to me.
Yeah.
But at the top of the list, you got, is it Diane Guerrero as Crazy Jane. She's a female who awoken with 64 different personalities. And then you got April Balbi as Rita Farr, who was, or aka Elastawoman. She was a movie actress introduced to a chemical substance that turned her body to something.
Elastic
for the most part. You got, so I can't tell, was Matt Bomer the voice? Yeah. Matt Bomer is the voice of Larry Traynor, who was a pilot who went up into space, basically, and was hit by a negative force that radiated his entire body. He's just covered in burns. If he doesn't have these protective bandages on, then the radiation could literally kill you. And then you had Brendan Fraser as Cliff Steele. which is, or aka the Robot Man. He was a famous speed NASCAR. Racer. NASCAR.
Maybe not NASCAR.
That's why, like, I was saying speed racer. Yeah. He was a professional racer and he was kind of like not in a good place in his life. Got into a car accident and...
like a driver from like the 80s.
Yeah, like a driver from the 80s. So he was like, he got into a really bad car accident where the only thing survived was his brain. So that'll lead me to, the brain was put into a robot called Robot Man, who in its place was played by Riley Shanahan. Shanahan? Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Riley Shanahan. Remember, they all played these characters through the entire 46 season or episodes. Seasons, damn.
Went on forever.
And then Larry Trainer, Negative Man, was played by Matthew Zuck.
I feel like Matt Bomer could have wore the wraps and like it would have been okay.
Right. I mean, oh well, but yeah.
Right. Like, it makes sense Brendan Fraser not being in a giant robot suit because he's a big dude.
Right.
But like Matt Bomer could have done it.
Yeah.
But the other guy did a good job too.
Then there's Cyborg. So if you don't know a good story on Cyborg, AKA, fucking stop it. Why did I forget his name? Victor Stone. He was in a lab accident when he was young, when he was younger. And, to save his life, his dad performed, cybernetic surgery on him, ultimately giving him a AI power source in his brain and robotic arm or missing limbs that he had. And it's more or less kind of the same all around for this Cyborg. I was played by Jovan Wade.
Jovan.
He was the only episode he wasn't in was the first episode. So,
right.
But I thought he did great at first. The first season, I kind of felt like his acting was a little theater-esque. I guess like a little like, okay, now talk to us like we're watching you from a screen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and then it seemed like he opened up more, but then that kind of that characteristic and personality that stuck with it kind of is what made the team feel like a team, so I started to not mind it. A couple other quick characters, we got Timothy Dalton as the Chief. He's labeled as the mad scientist. So Chief, who worked for a bureau, I don't want to go too far into it, a bureau for different stuff. He wanted to take his experiments further and try to help people. So he built Cliff Steel, a robot body that his brain can control. He designed the bandages for Larry. And Crazy Jane, or the child inside of her, Kay Chalice. It was basically like being a father figure / therapist for.
Mm-hmm. To try and help.
And
with her personalities.
And then for Rita, basically just overall help with concentrating on the form that they're taking.
Right, how to control her elasticness.
Mm-hmm. And then eventually they meet Madame Rouge, who on herself worked for the same bureau, but can turn into...
She's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, she's a shapeshifter. She can turn into a few different things.
Yeah.
Or anything, most likely. Phil Morris played Silas Stone, which is a Cyborg's father.
Mm-hmm.
And Alan Tudyk... Sorry, our cats are acting up right now.
Bummed that... Because Alan Tudyk was a villain.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk was in the first season.
Only in the first season. Mm-hmm. And I loved his character so much. Just, like, what he brought to it was...
Perfect character.
Like, chaos and...
Beauty.
Beauty, right? And I'm so bummed that...
It was so meta on his end that it was awesome. Right. It was just awesome. And I guess it was, like just artistic in the way they handled some of the things, especially when it became to like them being labeled as a superhero group
Yeah.
in this world. And and the bad guys too. All the different bad guys, everything was just wacky.
It was so weird.
And wild, and it was a ride, and we loved every single second of it.
Yeah.
Like there may have been 2 or 3 episodes that had random instances of
what the
fuck? keep going, but then there was so many other episodes that just did what the fuck, and that was so much more fun. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was just overall exciting.
Yeah.
In that area, in my opinion. I still have characters, I just can't remember. I gotta find my page. Because I don't want to spoil too much for everyone, but you do eventually get to hear, meet the personalities inside Jane's head.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all portrayed by someone different. And then later, another character, the chief's daughter's Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
And she has
her own abilities.
She has her own abilities too, that can summon her imaginary friends.
Sure.
So you get to meet kind of all those too.
Yeah.
I
was going to say one thing I don't know if you mentioned is that all of her 64 personalities all have an ability.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To some extent.
They're all their own different person.
And their own meta. One has fire. One can read minds.
One teleports.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they also have a random that shows up, which is played by Mark Shepard, our favorite Crowley from Supernatural.
Willoughby.
He plays Willoughby in this. Yeah. And if, like I said before, it is Doom Patrol is a DC Comics. I think the first time it appeared was in June 1963, according to Wikipedia, on the Greatest Adventure comic. And I believe everyone in the members list, Chief, Negative Man, Robot Man, Elastigirl, Crazy Jane, and Dorothy all made an appearance. They're the main cast, and like I said, they added another member later called Madame Rouge. Actually, that's what I forgot to say. Madame Rouge is played by Michelle Gomez. If you all remember, all you Doctor Who fans, she plays... who does she play? I never got to that point. but...
Wasn't she the... Her name was Missy.
Missy, that's right, Missy. Okay, I remember now.
Yeah, my bad.
Sorry, I got so used to her being as Madame Rouge that I was just like, what is she?
Who are you?
A lot of the other cool things, they do have other members, a part of the original Doom Patrol, that made appearances, but I wouldn't say that they joined the team. They were just there.
Mm-hmm.
Danny the Street is one character that showed up more frequent, and I don't want to tell you too much because it's so much fun, but Danny the Street is a metahuman that became a street. That's its power. That's their power.
And they're there to, protect people that need...
The outcasts who don't have a place to belong.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Uh-huh. Danny the Street's probably easily the best and favorite character of all.
Don't forget about Flex Montello.
Flex Montello made a couple appearances, but I wish he made a lot more. A lot more appearances. We said too, they even call out times where they're like, well, don't forget how extreme this past adventure was. You know, they like to banter about, oh, that was messed up.
Right.
Do
you want to just list some of the villains that they fought? Or without, giving too much away?
I mean, we can say they fought their nemesis, which was, what's his name? Vegetable. Eating man or something like that. He made an appearance, and that was kind of funny.
What was his name? Because he was, part everything.
He was part of a failed experiment. So, yeah, he was... Part raptor, part mineral, part vegetable.
Animal, vegetable, mineral man.
Animal, vegetable, mineral man. You're welcome. Does this show have any trivia?
There's lots.
There's lots.
Yeah. So, obviously we talked about him not wearing his robot suit. the Diane Guerrero, she was super vocal about wanting to play a superhero and described it as her dream role to be in anything sci-fi or fantasy. So she got a good one.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mostly,
probably the most developed character in the show.
She had a big, yeah.
Crazy Jane, so.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one that drives you home is Robot Man.
Right. I'm not going to tell. I cried at the end.
Like I ugly cried. She choke ugly cried.
Like.
There's another level that we found out.
Yeah. It was gross. It was just wasn't expected. And I was like, damn,
and then it
robot
hit
got
hard.
Me.
It hit hard. And, like, they kind of threw you dangling, and you're like, something's going to happen. And I was like, oh, yep.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, my God. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Robot Man, I noticed pretty early on in the show that, like, he has a different, like, punk rock band shirt.
Yes,
which I thought was really awesome.
He wears this leather coat with, like, shield shoulder pads. And then he's got a different punk rock shirt on every day.
Yep. Season 2 was supposed to have more episodes. But COVID. And it says that the season 2 finale was never shot. So they just ended 2 without like making it like a big finale thing. Which I thought was interesting.
No wonder it fell. Okay. It's starting to make sense.
Brandon Fraser and the guy that is in the Robot Man suit have the same birthday.
Have the same birthday?
Yep. December 3rd.
Nice.
Which I thought was, I mean, crazy interesting.
Just going on set. Hey, we share the same birthday.
Hey, and we're in the same show. Or
the
same
the same
character.
Person, yes.
There's so many like like trivia on here. It was like in the first episode, Robot Man mocked Larry's mummy like appearance. Brandon Fraser's known for the mummy.
Ugh. Ugh. If you guys don't know this, Brandon Fraser played this awesome character in an awesome movie a long time ago called The Mummy.
If you haven't seen it, check that one out too. Alan Tudyk also portrays Mr. Nobody that was in a short DC Comics sitcom called Powerless.
Oh. Nice. That's probably where they got the idea to keep him going.
Yeah.
We also got to forgot to mention too. If we are some of these other actors, April Bowlby, we watched her in, what is it called? The Salmon Slammin'?
Yeah.
By the people who did
Super Troopers?
Super Troopers? Like, or the Slammin' Salmon, yeah. So, like, we were, like, watching her for the longest time, like, who is that? And we found out, we're like, no way that that's the same person.
Oh, she's in Tacoma FD, too, which is, has...
Oh.
People from
oh.
Super Troopers. Broken Lizard, is that what it is?
Yeah. And she was also in an episode or two of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, didn't she have crazy eyes?
Yeah,
was
crazy
that her?
Eyes. She did great. Like, the Rita Farr performance was phenomenal. Probably
because,
the best performance
like,
of the entire...
Yeah, because Rita Farr, she was an actress, like, in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So she had her, like, presence about her. And, like... Her being able to, like, carry that on through all these years and still, like, not be, you know, talking like us normally. Just she was so, like, prim and proper actress from the 50s.
She probably did the second most. Actually, they all did so much character development. It's kind of hard to pick and choose. But they all did so great. And the actors deserve a lot more credit.
Yeah.
For these roles, for sure. Not to mention, too, but the soundtrack is awesome.
It's so good.
It's so good. We're listening to it right now, but, I mean, it's not on the podcast, but it is so good. It has, not only does it have, like, you know, songs that we'll know, but the score is amazing. Like, the best kind of poppy sci-fi, kind of Stranger Things, 80s.
Synthy stuff.
Synthy noises. Yeah. And it's just, it's comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, as I mentioned before, it's a comic. I believe Gerard Way had it for a little while. Gerard Way, you know, My Chemical Romance singer, who he also created the comic book of The Umbrella Academy. So if you want to read people's, you got his. What else you got on trivia? Anything?
There's some spoilery stuff, so I don't want to like get too far.
Yeah, we don't need to go too deep
in it. The only other thing I thought was kind of interesting is that Alexandra Daddario, she auditioned mm-hmm. for a role but never got it. So I'm trying to think of like, do you think she would have auditioned for like Crazy Jane or?
I hope not. I could have seen her playing. There's a character that showed up at it for only like 10 episodes. What's her name? Where is it? She played one of the, not an imaginary friend, but almost. The space girl of the last season. Oh, right.
What was her name?
I can't remember her name. But maybe that, but not even. I think the most ridiculous thing, again, not trying to give away too much, just trying to talk about it enough to get you kind of hyped for it. But the like I said, they had so many different enemies, and one of them were butts. Literally butts.
But, yep.
And then another section where they were zombie butts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And just in case you're wondering how ridiculous it could get. That's about how ridiculous it could get.
But
besides
also,
the testicle monster.
The butts, in order to try and like control them, they sang.
Yeah.
They sing show tunes. Yeah, they sing show tunes.
That's how they were able to condition them, to control them.
Yeah. And there was also a donkey that farts and like ingests you and then farts you out.
It's
like, so bizarre. Like
we said, it's chaotically perfect.
Right.
The amount of swearing they do puts it in perspective for you. For me, it's as a person, like, I can't even swear that much. And I feel like I swear a lot. Like, I don't know.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. I was pleasantly surprised, like, to start it. Or I was apprehensive to start it because of, you know, feeling like I would need to know all the DC things.
Right.
But I enjoyed it a lot.
I believe Rotten Tomatoes gave the entire show that overall a 98 and 77. I was trying to find each season. Oh, here they are. So season one got a 96% overall. Season two, a 97. Season three, 100. And season four, 100. Like,
so yeah,
why like, aren't you watching this? Like, is what we're
and
saying.
I'm, like, the majority of people that are even in the realm of comic nerd stuff are like, oh yeah, you should watch Doom Patrol. And they were like, Doom Patrol? Like, they didn't know about it.
It's like, really?
Or like,
like, I knew about it before it became a TV show, like, easily,
right?
But like, I wasn't interested in the comics just because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah,
but like,
and I feel like it should have got more hype with, like, the Brendan Fraser's renaissance. Like, I thought that people would be more like, yeah, about it.
But, yeah, and I figured, too, after The Whale, people would have watched it more because of his award for The Whale.
Right.
But still.
What was...
There's nothing really wrong with this show. Not even pacing. Not even when they decide to take a fucking vacation.
Like, yeah, it's... It's
like, we were like, bottle episode, technically nope. Not really.
No, nope. That's just how they're going to start the new season.
Yeah. The color, the, just like the scene, like scenes, the overall vibe.
Right.
Just has you kind of hooked and entranced from the first, maybe I'll say the first thing you got to do is get past the first episode. And then when you start the second episode, that's when you'll be like, all right, now I'm in.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Mostly because, I mean, I think they did a really good job giving everyone's backstory, like,
yeah,
multiple times, like, throughout. So you get different chunks of, like, who these people were before
the
Doom Patrol.
Yeah, and the first season is definitely longer than the second, third, and fourth because basically it's like every character got... What, three episodes? Four episodes, maybe? And then they got four episodes of fighting the bad guy and saving the world kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And even in the... Did we already mention the fact that when Alan Tudyk got a new job. he voices the Joker in the Harley Quinn TV show. So they pointed out in the second season, like, what happened to Mr. Nobody? Oh, he got another acting gig, some voiceover gig. And then, like, a little ad comes up in the corner for Harley Quinn.
They did that on purpose.
They had to. Name drop. Right. He's still around. He's just someone else now. Right. Where's my damn car, Bruce?
I found trivia, I guess, on Wikipedia that these characters were also in, like, the Arrowverse when they had Crisis. And then...
when they had the Crisis on Infinite Earths for Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl.
Yeah.
On the CW.
And they then
merged everyone.
Obviously, the Titan show that's on HBO, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, you're on the episode where we're about to meet them.
Yep.
So, yeah. I wanted it to keep going. But at the same time, it felt like it just would have been the same shit over and over again. And I think they even pointed that out.
Right.
So.
I feel like, because I was reading the wiki about, like, the comic. Like, it was a relatively short-lived comic.
Right.
In the 60s. So, I mean, I would rather have it end, even if it's not necessarily the ending I wanted. But, like, rather than beating a dead horse.
Yes, you know? Exactly. And that's what, I think the way, where it's at now is probably what will make it more classic, more cult classic, more people will eventually get onto it. Like, why didn't I watch this when it came out? Give it 8 years before they're like, oh, I want a movie. And it's just like, no, it ended perfectly. Keep it that way. Like, keep the memory there so we want to watch it again someday.
Right.
Like, that's what I appreciate about it a lot. And honestly, like, just the messages, like, coming from, like, because I feel like I myself have some problems, you know? And then, like, the message they deliver is just, like, so what? You know? It doesn't give you a right to be a bad person.
You have to love you.
Own up. You have to love you. Yeah, that was the other big message. Yeah. And it just made you feel so good about yourself.
Like, who gives a shit about what these other people or things think of you? Like,
and you it's gotta just be like, you. And it's, like, it's not even, like, good or bad, it's what you think is right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, wow, they really, really empower you. And that was probably the big part that would probably make me get emotional to the show whenever it did happen.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own problems. They all have their own challenges that they got overcome. Who cares if we're all weird, you know?
Yeah.
And you may not like the other person if that's another person around you, but that doesn't mean you got to be a terrible person to them.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's a lot, and it's so good. It's awesome. I give the show probably 98%.
Like, yeah. I don't think there was really anything that I was like, oh, they did that.
Right.
Or I wish they would have done this instead. Yeah, I think.
I mean, it may have been a little predictable in some areas, but when you watch certain TV shows like we do
yeah.
It's like, it's duh, but like,
but then the things that we didn't expect were really, really great and unexpected.
Yeah, but I suggest this show, Doom Patrol, all the way.
Doom Patrol.
Probably watch it again in a year.
Right. I was like, I feel like this will be in our rotation of random shows that we just have on to fill the void of silence.
Not even silence, fill the void of, at that point, just because of the humor. It's like having another, it's like having siblings. That's what the show kind of makes me think about.
Yeah,
it's like having the siblings and they're arguing in the background all the time,
right?
Like, that will fill the space.
Yeah. Like,
so I don't know. Yeah,
and occasionally they'll have to fight a giant robot or butts or
some sort of entity with time in its brain.
yeah. So random.
So random, so fun, so chaotic, good. So beautiful. Watch it now.
Watch it.
HBO Max.
Yep.
Get a hold of us if you want us to advert more. No, just kidding. All right. We're going to go squeeze our brains.
And Brain Patrol? Lemon Patrol.
Brain Patrol.
Brain Patrol.
Did we even mention that about the episodes?
we might every have at episode the very
starts
beginning.
With like something Love Patrol, Death Patrol. Patrol, something Patrol,
Donkey Patrol,
Donkey Patrol. We're gonna close out with Brain Patrol.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.